This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I am going to do something pretty rotten right now.
Oh, no.
I'm going to say on the radio some of you guys' passwords.
Oh, no.
I am going to spill the beans on some of your passwords, so you may need to change them when I'm done.
I'm tired of changing passwords. I'm so sick of it.
Well, maybe you should have made a better one to begin with.
No, because the company makes us change every 3 or 4 months here.
Yeah, and I just got that email. That's the worst email I hate getting. You got 6 days.
And you can't use one that's like the one you've had. You can't just change a number.
You kind of can. I'm just saying.
Really?
I might have done that before every time.
Man.
So that's bad. I shouldn't be doing that. But let me tell you some things that are worse than that.
Okay.
Do you know what the most common password of all is? And it's not password anymore.
1, 2, 3, 4.
No, but that's in the top five.
Really?
The number one most commonly hacked password that Americans used in 2024 is the word secret.
Really?
S-E-C-R-E-T. Apparently, people took to heart that their password needed to be secret, so they made it secret.
Maybe because they've never made a password, and somebody goes, hey, make sure your password is secret.
And so they typed S-E-C-R-E-T, which is an incredibly scary thought.
Yes.
To think that that's how that might have taken place. Now, the second worst one was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and that globally is the worst. So you take in, you add in all the other countries in the world, that one makes sense because it doesn't matter what language you have.
With everybody hacking and coughing and doing their things to the computers now, it looks like we make a little effort when it comes to our passwords. Like you have said before, just use a sentence.
Well, that's something that not all of them will let you do because they want you to put that special character
in,
all that kind of bogus stuff.
You gotta do homework.
Which they have admitted wasn't a good idea now.
Really?
Yeah, the guy was tasked with coming up with what makes a good password had no idea what he was doing, so he just tried to do it. He was like, well, this makes sense to me. And it wasn't the worst idea he could have come up with, but it's pretty annoying.
Well, what about the ones where you have to be like, select all the bridges?
Oh, God.
Like, don't do this to me. And then I go through and I'm like, well, the picture ones?
Yeah.
Where you have to, but then they always have like a tiny bit of the part of the bridge in another piece of the picture, and I'm like, does this count? I don't know.
My son and I were trying to buy something online, and we went through 4 or 5 of those before we just gave up. And both of us were trying to judge which parts were there. And it was like you said, we'd see a corner that we were pretty sure part of it was. But here's what's great is AI can now do that better than humans. So it's actually not secure anymore.
Well, they're changing that, too. There's some that just says, are you a robot? And you just change, no. I'm like, that's easy. I can do that one. Then there's
oddly
the other
enough,
ones that where you got to put puzzles together and stuff now. Have you seen those to make it even more complicated?
Well, and the joke is that now if AI is doing it better than us, a robot is doing it.
Yeah.
So why are they asking
The robot one actually is based on the fact that a robot would do it really quick and perfectly, and we're like slow to react, and we drag it, and they'll eventually train the robot to be as bad at that as we are. But as far as passwords go, they say that we've got to stop using some of these. The 10 worst passwords in the United States are secret, password, QWERTY, 123. That's QWERTY. That's the top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 letters on your keyboard.
Yeah.
You just basically type them in a row. Also QWERTY 1. Then there's also 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Password 1. A few more number ones, and also ABC123.
Oh,
so somewhere there's a room full of Russians that are looking up from their fake Facebook accounts and smiling at us right now.
Yeah.
Now there's some other bad ones too, like I love you.
That's yeah. I can
baseball,
that
huh. Princess, football, monkey, and sunshine.
Oh,
did I get some of yours, Kato?
Well, no. A lot of people that use their pet names.
Okay.
Yeah,
pet names is a bad choice.
Or anything around your computer.
Shut up.
Yeah. It's like you just look around the room when you're trying to figure out a new password and anything like, you know, coffee mug.
Yes.
Well, stapler.
A couple of other interesting ones was trust no one and let me in.
I've done that. And then, but then you have to add the special character. So
right.
It was let me in, hashtag one.
And then there's P@SSW0RD, which spells out password if you look at it.
Okay.
So people think they're being clever by throwing those in, but a computer guesses those in less than a second.
How about DrozSap? DrozSap.
That's password backwards.
Yeah. See, no one mentioned that one.
I figured it out in less than a half second. I'm sure a computer is even faster.
Okay, never mind.
I thought you just misspelled something. I'm like, I don't think that's the way it's pronounced.
Yeah.
However.
Well, it's not, but yeah. It was password backwards.
It is DROWS.
That would be drow.
Oh, okay. That's not, now it's like a crow. CROWS.
Well, there's crows. Also your eyebrow.
Sap. You know what? I'll say my password however I want to. Tell me how to say my password.
He's right. I'll guess it all day long, but he can pronounce it however he wants.
Exactly.
You'll never guess that, will you?
If they did pronunciation, he'd be in great shape.
I would, wouldn't I?
But unfortunately, no. So if any of those were your passwords, you better hope it wasn't your bank account, credit card, or anything important. Boy, everyone in here is looking at me like they got to make a change.
Well, I'd like some ideas. So if somebody can call just with their password,
yeah,
so I can get some
you.
Ideas for new ones, that'd be
and,
nice.
And Kato would like to know your mother's maiden name, too.
I think I heard Drozwerb or something like that is a good one.
Huh?
Whatever he
Drozsap.
Just said. Drozsap.
Yeah.
What's that?
I don't know.
That's password spelled backwards.
Oh,
yeah.
It's
not
differently, huh?
Yeah. So there you go, so you can see how we got in this shape, too.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Do you argue with your spouse or significant other? I'm sure you do. Everybody does for the most part.
That's a dumb question.
Have you heard about the half-mile fight?
No.
The half-mile fight. It's when you're driving home, you know, together, and you're laughing, you're joking, you're cutting up, maybe gossiping a little bit. And then during that last half-mile, before you get home or somewhere, something stupid is said, and then all of a sudden you're arguing.
Not familiar with that one.
Yeah.
Usually the last half-mile... Like, we're letting people know we got home if it was a long trip, or we're talking about what we got to do once we get home.
So, and a lot of times it might be a long trip, but you still have that last few miles to go. And, for example, you might be saying, well, I had such a good time this weekend with your family. They're a little weird, but, you know, I just tell you, it's just kind of, and then all of a sudden you're like, why aren't you laughing? I'm like, I thought we both agreed they were kind of weird. Or, you know, you're out and with your friends, you go out on a double date or something. And you're driving back home. Now, man, you are a good eater. You cleaned your plate so often. You really are. And you're like, all of a sudden, you're in an argument about that.
Maybe it's just stupid people.
Yeah.
I mean, really, who would say that?
Well, I'm giving an exaggerated example.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, but the family thing is not that exaggerated.
Right.
Because you are talking or you're gossiping about their family and then they don't jump in.
And that's true. Sometimes they'll be agreeing and you're both having a great time and you say that one thing and you're like, oh, that's where the line is.
Okay. just found that line,
didn't I?
But how often do you and your spouse bicker? 49% says we've had our moments, but mostly smooth sailing. So apparently that must be your house, Tom.
Well, I mean, there's times that it's more likely for me would be something like her going, why do you have to go so fast? Why do we have to pass all these people? Mm. Those are the kind of things that will start an argument with us.
Why did you have to go on this trip with me? That'll do it too.
Don't think I've had that one anytime recently.
How often do you and your spouse bicker? They say 29% at least twice a week. There's some kind of argument, and then 22% said daily, but only with the small stuff. It's just little big things that get on your nerves, apparently.
I watch my in-laws bicker sometimes, and it's kind of funny because it's the same thing every time. Like, for example, my father-in-law will be telling a story, and my mother-in-law will jump in and tell part of it for him.
Oh, yeah.
And then he'll be like, well, why don't you just tell the whole story? And I'm sitting there thinking the same thing. I'm like, wow, that was rude of her to jump in like that. But I'm smart enough to keep my mouth shut most of the time.
Well, that's part of the top four answers of what do you argue about most with your significant other. In-laws was number four on the list.
Well, it's not. We don't fight about that. That's them fighting.
I know, but you also probably don't have as much kindness or kind words for them, or you probably get in trouble when you're talking about her in-laws.
I ain't stupid enough to go there.
You probably did when you first got married a couple times.
You just did.
Yeah.
But I was just giving an example of a story. She sees that too.
Two thousands of people listening.
Yeah.
And they're going to go say, hey, you know what? Tom was talking about you this morning on the radio.
You're not even going to make it to that half mile mark. You've already said it.
Dang.
Disciplining the kids was number three on the list, what you argue about most. Number two was money, and 51% of the things we argue about most, silly little petty things that get on your nerves.
Money's probably one of my bigger ones because, you know, my wife comes in with something that looks totally stupid and expensive, and I'm like, I thought we were cutting back. And then she'll say something like, well, you bought this the other day. And I'm like, well, that was important. And that's how we fight.
I feel like one of my biggest growths in marriage is just to learn that I need to find everything.
Find everything for him?
Even if it's right in front of his face.
There's no reason for that.
Yeah, he'll say, we don't have ketchup anywhere in this house. And I'm like, John, if I get up and come over there. And he's like, it's not here. And I'm like, all right. And I get up in 2 seconds. I'm like, here it is. He goes, you just put that there.
My problem with that is that my wife moves everything. So I've got to where I don't even bother looking because I know she moved it. I go look where it was last, and if it's not there, I ask.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be willing to bet you left it somewhere it wasn't supposed to go.
Yeah, there's a place for everything.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, but I just know that I had put it here. It's not there anymore. And so rather than me search the entire house, she obviously is the one who moved it. I ask where it is.
Well, when the kids are involved, it's kind of crazy. A new survey found the average family only makes about 33 minutes on a road trip before arguing starts if kids are in the car with you. That's just not you and your significant other.
They must be instigating it.
And 1 in 6 people say they've gotten into a car accident because the kids were arguing in the back seat.
Holy crap.
And they're turning around or they're going, don't make me pull this car over. And all of a sudden you just accidentally pull the car over.
It's been many years ago, but I was in the parking lot over by where Julie's Jewels and Gifts was and CeCe's Pizza and all that. On Haywood Road.
Yeah, the old location of Julie's.
And I was watching this lady back out of her spot, and she just keeps backing up and hits my car. And so I go over there, and she's like, my kids were acting up in the back, and I just didn't notice. And I'm like, I don't really care. You backed into my car. Yeah. Like you just backed straight out and kept backing straight out. What on earth?
Well, she was using her kids for, I mean, we do that a lot. You use your kids to get out of stuff.
She wasn't like, using them to get out of stuff. Yeah, that's what caused her accident.
She was blaming it. She's like, yeah, the kids made me do that.
In this economy, if someone backs into me, I'm not moving. Hit me. I got bills to pay.
I wasn't in the car. I was watching it. I'm like, oh, my God, this lady is backing into my car. If I was like 30, 40 feet away.
And then finally they say, why do spouses repeatedly start fights right before a fun holiday event? Or church, or some kind of event, or maybe you're going to a concert and a fight breaks out.
It just makes it more interesting and memorable.
Yeah, but you're sitting there at the concert, and you're like, you can't enjoy the songs.
Because he didn't want to go, and you made him go, and so now he's in a bad mood because he's there, and you're in a bad mood because he's not enjoying the thing that you made him go to.
I like the couples that argue right for the front door of that party.
Party, yes.
I open it up and go, well, hi. How's everybody? We're good.
It's like when your mom's yelling at you when you're a kid, and someone calls and she says, you guys, I can't believe you. Hello.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You joined us at the perfect time because Cato's been trying to not help somebody with their phone service or phone or something like that going on.
Well, our 800 number is very close to a phone supply company, so we get a lot of calls from people who misdial, and they think they're calling this company to help them out.
Yes.
Instead, they get us.
Uh-huh. So we're going to do our best to try not to help them this morning, okay? So hang on. Hello?
Hi. I was telling the guy that transferred me to you that I got one of them digital 2500 system to airphone service.
Your phone service?
What you mean?
You bought the phone where?
Oh, I bought it from the person that originally bought it from the store. He don't have the instructions with it anymore. And I don't know how to set the date time. I got everything else going and hooked up okay, but the it tells you you could do date and time. And this is where I'm getting lost, because on the back it gives you how to set up your message, retrieve it, and how to save them and everything else like that.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to program a couple things. This might sound a little weird to you.
Okay.
But I need you to program a couple things, and what I first want you to press is 253 on your phone. We got this
down. Okay, 253.
6691.
6691.
43621.
43621. Hold on. 43621.
554.
554. Okay.
And spell out the date.
So I will spell out NOV.
Correct.
NOV. Okay.
Now, if you can turn yourself around and do the hokey pokey. I'm just kidding. That's a lot of stuff to do, huh?
Oh, my God. Okay. So I'm going to dial all these numbers on my phone.
Exactly.
When I get home.
Yeah.
And I'm going to spell out my date.
Uh-huh. Can I ask you to do one more thing?
What?
Would you sing us the national anthem?
I do.
Come on.
I'm not doing it. I am at work.
Let's whisper it together.
No, you sing it to me.
Okay, here we go. Together, though, if we do it together. Just be real quiet. Here we go. Oh, say, can you see?
You are really
sick. By the dawn's early light. I want to tell you something. They let us drink here at work.
Oh, my God.
And that's why I'm feeling a little loopy today.
Yeah, okay. What you been drinking? Pretty strong coffee.
For the ramparts we watch and we're gallantly street. Sing with me. Here together, we're going to sing.
I'm not singing that.
No, just real quiet. Here we go, real quiet. Oh, say, can you see?
All of y'all are singing that.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming. See, all of my friends can drink as well at work.
You know, I see that.
Hey.
Okay, but this should get me all set up and going, huh?
Exactly.
Okay, then. Well, I appreciate your help.
Glad to do it. Thanks for calling.
All right, then. Bye.
All righty. Well, we did our best not to help her. And I, you know what? I thought that a song like that would be great because pull America back together after the election.
Mm-hmm. Or separate them after our bad singing.
It's a crank call this week here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, I think there are classic things that people are attracted to on a person. You know, symmetry is known to be attractive.
Yeah.
You don't look as good if one of your eyes is totally different than the other one, shaped weird or pointed a different direction.
Everybody looks awesome.
Yeah.
It's true. And not to mention, have you ever seen the people with different colored eyes?
Yeah.
That is the coolest thing.
They're possessed.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, and we just went from everybody is awesome to they're possessed.
You can be an awesome possessed person.
Okay. Yeah. I'm glad we cleared that
up. You see
up.
Those contests go on all the time. Are you an awesome possessed person?
Of the year.
Yeah.
Well, there are some things that most people consider odd that some people find attractive. And they asked about that. What is something odd that you find attractive? I've in the past have found people that are not traditionally considered attractive to be attractive to me. There was that actress, and I've forgotten her name now. I think Juliette.
Yes, Lewis.
Lewis. She's an odd-looking chick, but she kind of cranked my tractor.
Can we just hold on? Are you talking about the one from Seinfeld?
No. No.
That's Julie Louis
okay.
Dreyfus.
Never mind then.
She was in like Kill Bill or something.
But she was also in the one with De Niro, I think it was, where he was the bad guy. Well, Cape Fear.
She was a little girl.
She was Cape Fear. She wasn't a little girl. She played a little girl.
Yeah. Natural Born Killers.
That's what it was. Not
Kill What's
Bill.
Eating Gilbert Grape from Dusk Till Dawn. Now National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
She's gotten older, but she cranked my tractor, but she was an odd looking girl. She wasn't your typical beauty.
Do you have a poster of her in your bedroom when you were a kid?
But they asked people, what is it that's odd that you find attractive? Now, some of it is things you do. For example, women said, when a man builds fires and stuff, it triggers something primal in my brain that's like he would make sure we survived even if society fell.
You're like, that's grog right there.
Right. Grog, good.
Yeah. You wouldn't like me camping because I'm like, I don't want to get smoke on my shirt because I'll smell like that all night. And you're like, you know, you're sticking your arm way out there trying to start the fire with that little lighter thing.
Hawk, I don't think anyone thinks you would be the person to go to should society collapse.
That's true. I'm just saying, I ain't sexy doing that.
You won't be able to get out of your garage if society...
Right. He'll be like, this garage door opener ain't working.
That was one day.
But you know what, though? Stubborn. On the other side, if the apocalypse happens, you'll be safe because you can't get out your house.
Wow. She meant that in the most positive way.
I don't even know what that means.
I think she was making fun of you about the garage door still.
Like a zombie can't get in my house? I mean, I got a doorbell.
It wouldn't work if society collapsed.
I would love to see that zombie, though.
They would knock.
Excuse me, can I come in?
Are you in there? I'm hungry. Oh, never mind.
All right, Tori.
Because I ain't got no brains.
This one is one I think you might be able to agree with. When someone remembers details about me, like my coffee order or my irrational fear of pigeons, which that one's an odd one, but hey.
Well, that's just called paying attention to someone.
Yeah, especially if you were interested in them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, a coffee order is pretty detailed. You're paying a lot of attention. And that could go either way. You could either be really attractive because you paid attention or a stalker because why the heck does this weirdo know that about me?
Okay, but you probably know what your wife drinks when they go to a restaurant or something. You can order for her, right?
What?
Okay.
Oh, my.
Oh, Tom.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is kind of a good one for me. Men or women who actually read books in their free time. Now, I read a fair amount, especially after I got my little Kindle Scribe thing where you can just download a new book instead of having to order one and wait for it.
Well, the other person has to be a reader, too, to probably think that's...
Not necessarily. I think someone can be attracted by intelligence, even if they aren't into that.
It's like they hand you the book. Would you read that for me and tell me what it's about so I don't have to do all the hard work?
I mean, that's basically an audio book at that point,
yeah.
Which is very popular right
just
now.
Just tell me the highlights. I don't want to hear the whole
that's
book.
That's not an audio book. That's a Cliff's Notes.
Well, that version is, but...
All right, so this is one that's interesting. I would have never known this, but math skills can be attractive. I can tell you this. I know that whenever you're like and this could be a guy or girl, but when you're doing tutoring, having that person that can save your bacon is kind of attractive.
Somebody cooking bacon is more attractive.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah. People with good posture. I'm going to go a little different and say
that's rude.
As we're slumped
people
over.
People with bad posture are unattractive. But people with good posture, it's not going to necessarily make you attractive, but without it, you're not attractive.
I have scoliosis. Leave me alone. And that's why I look like the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Well, here's
so bad.
You see this a lot with tall girls, and it's a shame because for some reason they've decided they don't want to be tall or they're embarrassed by their height. But honestly, you look so much less attractive when you slouch down. You should go ahead and own your tallness and have good posture, and you look attractive.
You have just offended every basically tall girl and person that has bad posture right now.
No, just the tall girls with bad posture.
I'm trying to help people who could be very attractive who are keeping themselves from being attractive.
You can't really change posture too much.
You absolutely can change posture.
It takes about 5 years for you to work on it.
And the thing is, every time someone brings up posture, everyone in the room straightens up. So just the thought of somebody mentioning it, so we're just... He's just letting them know, stand up.
Exactly.
Okay.
Shoulders back, chest out.
I thought about getting one of those little Barbie things, the Barbie stand. They have them for humans that'll make you stand up straight.
Wow.
Just to stick up your back.
That's not what I thought you were going to say.
No, I thought you were going to say something else. I see people walk like that with a stick.
Now, this is interesting. They say sometimes someone with an unusual physical characteristic, like maybe an unusual nose or an imperfect smile, that can actually make them more attractive than if they were perfect.
I agree.
Is that kind of like Steve Carell's kind of got the crooked nose thing going on?
That's
here?
Not attractive.
Really? I never noticed that. I always thought Steve Carell was attractive.
Yeah, a lot
dude.
Of people think he's attractive, dude, but his nose is kind of...
You're so mean.
What?
You're just judgmental.
Aren't we all? I mean, you're judging him right now.
He started off strong, though. He started off being like, we're all beautiful. And then he was like, except that one.
I forgot about all these other things that make people ugly. Mm-hmm. No, I'm kidding.
Being courteous to people and kind to animals can make you more attractive.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
This is a weird one. Some people said that they find it attractive when some people's voice gets nasal when they're having a cold.
No.
I don't think so either. That's an odd one to me. Good handwriting can make someone more attractive. I would say ever so slightly, though.
Well, if they write you that love note, you're like, oh, look at his handwriting.
Yeah, because you can't really tell their handwriting in a text.
Or they look in like a post-it note. You leave a post-it note. Oh, look at her handwriting. She made a lunch for me today.
And she said, get milk.
Okay, and then a couple more. They said someone who has a quick wit mixed with dark humor. I think someone has to be the right person to appreciate that. A lot of people... Yeah. They don't get it, don't like it, and it offends them.
Right. And that's the worst, when you have the dark humor and you throw it out in the wrong crowd, and you're like, oh, this is not my people.
Well, yeah, you and Tom, y'all are like on the dark side when it comes to that. It's like y'all are Darth Vader and Kylo Ren. That's my Star Wars humor for you. That never goes over
that's
well.
That's not
at
on
all.
The list, just to let you know.
Yeah, there's only certain people that
I
works
know,
with.
I know. I'm saying dark side for the dark humor.
And then they said when someone gets really passionate about some niche topic they love, except Star Wars.
Oh, I was going to say Star Wars.
Like medieval shipbuilding techniques or migratory patterns
of
birds.
Oh, no. Star Wars is cooler than those two things.
Mm. Not really.
It's better than Harry Potter, Tom.
I can think of an example. Like, there's this guy on the internet, and he can take a look at a picture for like a quarter second, and he'll tell you what part of the world it's in, and he nails it down to like a few miles.
You find that attractive?
I think it makes him more attractive than he would have been if he was just some guy just on the internet.
Be more attractive if he bought the trips to go along with that.
Well, some of these places are in the middle of nowhere, but it's like he'll be like, I could tell where it was by the cirrus clouds and the type of power line that they have there. That's only in Russia in Novoskirkovik and blah, blah, blah.
Well, that's a fun day.
Yeah. It's like, I know where we are right now.
I mean, I can tell you like where Chick-fil-A is. I see the sign right there.
Okay, well, that's not helpful, but thank you. Anyway, those are some things that are a little bit more unusual. So don't feel bad if you're different. There's someone out there who might find your differences attractive, but not the Star Wars thing.
Oh, come on. Everybody's beautiful on the inside.
Yes.
No, we're actually gross on the inside.
Yeah, you ever watch those videos?
Oh, I don't want to see that.
We
that's
are
gross.
Icky in there.
Nah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, Tori was just bragging on her man because now she's got a little baby in the oven. That sounds weird, don't it?
You sound weird.
She is pregnant, and they got a little boy on the way.
Yeah, mm-hmm. In your defense, it does sound weird.
I know.
Like, I feel like I'm still a 30-something-year-old child, and I'm like, oh, gosh, are we doing this?
But you were bragging on your husband, John, because he's stepping up and doing more chores around the house.
Mm-hmm. He can't even find the ketchup.
Not that one, Cato. Don't be silly.
They say when a wife is pregnant, men actually do take over more household chores and do a lot more around the house. So what was he doing?
He's
y'all except for Tom. Tom's poor wife, man.
Yeah, she had to do it all. And baby him.
I stepped up a ton whenever she was pregnant. I built our basement so that we could have people come over and stay there when the baby was born. I was all in on her nesting.
That's funny.
All right. Yeah.
I don't do anything now, but I did then.
So what's he been doing? I know you mentioned he's been like cleaning, like anything with the toxic fumes.
Yeah,
the
he's
cleaners.
Doing the heavy cleaning stuff so that I don't have to breathe in bleach and all that.
See, that's when you just don't clean.
I will say the cleaning is not as frequent as it used to be, but I'm still thankful he's doing it.
That's awesome. So household cleaning was mentioned. They said meal preparation. So is he helping awesome. You out
really?
With the meals?
That's what they said?
Yeah.
So wow. One of the most interesting things I think I've ever heard came from Tom a couple of days ago about that. Do you want to say what you were explaining?
I don't even remember.
Tom, about
and it changed my life. And he's like, I don't even remember.
I know. It didn't really tie into it. I didn't figure out what you're talking about. So we were talking about sympathy weight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you said that, I would have known.
Sorry.
But sympathy weight is, she said, that's not really a thing. What on earth does the man have to gain weight for? And it's because the woman gets these weird cravings. Like my wife had a craving for Sonic chili cheese dogs or Coney dogs or whatever they were. So when we would go get those for her, I would naturally look at the menu and be like, wow, a chili cheeseburger sounds pretty good. So I started gaining weight while she had these weird things.
Now, what was your order?
A double chili cheeseburger with fries.
Yeah, I mean, you could get a single and cut out some calories.
Oh, listen to this.
But that's what John was saying. My wedding ring doesn't fit anymore. I think I've gained sympathy weight.
Yeah, sympathy weight. That's a thing, though. But then Tom had a good definition there.
He did. I've never heard it that way, but it makes so much sense. But that's how he stepped up a big way, because there are sometimes I'm like, I would rather starve than cook. And he's like, what can I go get you?
I mean, I'm even gaining sympathy weight because you're pregnant. So I appreciate you.
So meal preparation goes on, but mainly, like, I want that chili cheese dog. So I'll run get it for you and get me one too. Errands and shopping was also mentioned, what the guys do when the wife's pregnant. And then beyond chores, though, there's other things that the guy's supposed to be doing to help you out.
And by the way, when you are shopping for your pregnant wife, bring her with you so you can park in the pregnancy parking space up front.
Well, you could do that even if she's not with you.
Can't, what?
Because you got that sympathy weight.
You poke that belly out and walk proudly in the store. All right, this is something else that you guys can do if your wife is pregnant, learning about pregnancy and childbirth. A lot of guys, they don't educate themselves, and then they get there in the last minute, and they're like, hey, what's going on here?
What's there really to know?
Do they still have Lamaze classes? I don't know. I don't think I've ever known anyone to go to a Lamaze class.
We didn't, because we just went to the epidural class instead.
They don't have that.
Well, it was pretty easy. I just stood there and said, you got this.
Well, they teach you how to breathe with the Lamaze class.
Yeah, I don't think she did any of that.
Okay.
But honestly, if you get the epidural, she was like laughing and having a good time, right? But she's about to pop this baby out.
I'd like one now.
They have those classes, though, after the baby's born. I know the ladies come around and show the mom how to, you know, do all the breastfeeding stuff and all that.
Are you making the motions you're making
right
now?
I'm just saying, and why don't they have that for the guys? Because the guys, they kind of wig out there.
Because you can't breastfeed.
Why would I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, prepare the guys for it's going
to
be.
Like how to change diapers, how to warm up bottles,
all
correct
that
temperature so you don't burn your baby's throat with the milk.
That's what's crazy to me is that you have this baby and you have, I don't know, I guess a day or two in the hospital, and then they're just like, best of luck. They just give you a baby.
So you go down, you get your baby from the nursery, and they like look at your armband and all this stuff. Finally, you go in and get this baby, and you walk out alone with it. And I was like, they're letting me take this thing. No one's with me. You're just letting me have it. And then I was like, oh, it's mine. That's right.
You turn back to the nurse, and you're like, you're not coming?
Other things that the guys do when their wife's pregnant, emotional support. They say listen attentively and to their partner's concerns and providing emotional comfort. When you have those breakdowns because your hormones are all over the place.
Ooh, you ain't kidding.
Yeah.
Have you really? Because my wife didn't do that much freaking out before the baby was born. It was afterwards. Yeah. Whenever the baby would cry at night, that's whenever she lost her mind.
I had a full-blown mental breakdown over Chinese food.
Oh, wow.
It was because I my first trimester was not near as rough as a lot of people, but I had a hard time with food. And I remember it was like the first time I was excited about food. And I was like, I'm going to get Chinese food. I'm so excited. And John goes, that's a lot of MSG. Are you sure that's healthy for him? And I lost it. I sobbed. I was like, this is the first time I've wanted anything. Crazy. Absolutely crazy.
No, I think he's the crazy one. I think guys sometimes get way over concerned about, I mean, we've been doing this since we were in caves and stuff. We're overthinking it these days.
And quite frankly, you need to kind of get the baby prepared with all that MSG that they're going to be eating the rest of their life. Like, get him up and get him ready.
Let's think about this logically. What do Chinese women do?
That's what I said.
Exactly.
And he was like, but Tori, if you're not used to it, it could be a lot. Anyway, I sobbed. I ended up going to the restaurant by myself, crying in the corner for half an hour.
You should have called me, because I'd have come ate Chinese with you.
And finally, guys, when the wife is pregnant, they massage and give relaxation techniques. Oh. Like they rub their feet, rub their back, any kind of physical comfort that they can provide for the pregnant
wife. I don't remember any of that. I'm telling you now, though, the pregnancy is not whenever you need to be worrying about whether your man shines. It's after the baby gets here that's going to really define who he is.
All of it.
What?
No, wait until the baby gets here and is crying at 3 a.m. in the morning. That's when you find out what your man is made of. I was made of sleep.
Yes, Tom didn't get up when that baby was crying.
I did get up, but not as much as her because I had to go to work.
It's a little late to tell me that now, Tom.
No, I'm just saying what's going on now is great, but you're going to find out really whether he deserves these awards or not once the baby gets here.
And if John doesn't wake up in the middle of the night, you just call Tom. Say, hey, baby's crying. Will you come over here?
And I'll pretend like I'm sleeping just like I did the first time.
That's terrible.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm going to call you guys out this morning because you have spent years trying to shame me for something that is totally normal.
The bowling shirt you wear?
No.
Socks and sandals?
No. Something else.
Man boobs.
No. I don't even take shame on those. I'm proud of them.
Picking your teeth with a screwdriver?
No.
Combing your hair with a fork?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Flat feet?
Shut up.
Putting sanitizer up your nose?
Okay, the average American man...
He's weird now that I think about it.
Oh,
...has three close friends and two best friends. You guys make it sound like that I'm some kind of a loser because I have two best friends and maybe three close friends, but that's average.
The two best friends don't even live in the state.
That still doesn't mean... These days, with all the communications you can do on texting and online, that doesn't even count.
When's the last time you spoke with one of those guys?
Define spoke. If it's texting, then it was recent.
But you know, just having the friend to meet out somewhere is so much better than... anything you do on social media.
It's healthy for you.
Speak for yourself, man. I don't. You guys made me feel like I was a loser, but I have my best friends Sean Tucker and Steve Lupke, and then I also have my close friends Joe and Ernie, and then
Bert and Ernie.
All I need is one more, and I've got the average three close friends and two best friends.
Tom, I mean, I've been with you for a long. We were roommates and stuff.
Y'all were just so mean to him, and now you want to be his friend?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not saying anything.
You two gang up on him all the time.
I didn't say anything a while ago, though. That was Kate on him fighting. I'm over here minding my own business.
Y'all lose. Tori is my third one.
Oh, wow.
So there.
I wasn't asking to be one.
Sound like y'all were fighting over
you
me.
You didn't win anything. And he didn't get no trophy.
And he thinks he's going to be my friend.
And then he says, I didn't say anything.
They say that women can be upfront about how many besties they have and who they are, but men are a little bit more elusive about it.
Yeah.
They say the average American man has 8 friends total. I'm still working on that part. Including 5 general friends, 3 close friends, and 2 best friends.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Now they say, and this is something else that you have shamed me on, Cato.
Oh, we got more?
1 out of 3 men are most comfortable calling their friends bro. You make fun of me when I say bro.
Because you sound weird saying that.
I even call my son bro.
That is weird.
That's weird, yeah. I'm like, when you say it, Tom, it does sound just,
no,
just
like an old white...
Hello? You guys are
bro.
Just... You know what? You're jealous that you can't say it.
No.
No, I don't say bro. I'll say, hey, brother. I will say that.
What are the ages of these 20-year-old guys?
It doesn't say ages. There's no mention of ages anywhere
well,
in
listen,
here.
Well, listen, bro.
What about brother?
Brother? Like Hawk says?
Hey, brother.
Only 26% of the guys say brother.
What about man?
Homie is next with 21%.
Homie is not. How old is this list?
What does it say?
Homie is on here. I cannot believe that.
And then 6% use the word bestie, which I think that's a girl phrase,
I agree.
Personally.
Yeah, you're my bestie.
Now, the average men spend 4 hours connecting with their friends every week, which usually includes about 1.5 hours of hanging out in person.
That's all.
An hour of texting. About 40 minutes talking on the phone and 40 minutes DMing on social media.
So a 30 minutes, Tom, is hanging out with the person, not
that
on...
That was 1.5 hours. You didn't listen.
What'd I say?
You said 30 minutes.
Okay, I'm sorry. 1.5 hours. Hanging out with a person, not talking or texting to them via
social media.
They
live in another
media.
State. I can't do that.
Well, if it's a chat room, technically you're somewhere else.
Thank you, Kato.
Yeah, at least Zoom them and like let them see your face.
I do that too sometimes.
I don't like doing Zooming and FaceTime.
Kato has Zoom parties where he and his friends, they get together and they're like having toddies and stuff and they're on Zoom at their house.
That was more often during the pandemic, we were home.
But you have done that too.
We've had 8 people on one video
That's how many you're supposed
call.
To have, total.
On one video call.
That's such total.
But I don't fit this because I have so many friends, and a lot of them are my best friends, and a lot of them are close friends. I mean, I got group text messages that are in 18 and 19
do
people
Do your best
on
friends
them.
Rotate out like, you know, oh, you're my best right now, and then all of a sudden they'll do something weird, and then all of a sudden, okay, I'm moving you down my best. You're not my best, you're my best.
Push them up on that MySpace friends list.
You don't tell them.
Oh, okay.
You just call each of them your best friend when you're together.
Not only that, but I didn't see anywhere on this list my best friend. Like, what is that?
Well, it's just closer than the best friend. Like you do,
literally, there's no way to be closer than the best friend.
You could be a best friend.
The best is the best,
unless it's the best.
Oh my God!
What about the bestest?
This is why I don't hang out with people.
Well, how about more best?
Most best.
Best number one, best number two, best number three, and they go down and back and forth on the chart.
And best-ish, you know, because it's kind of rocky. You're my best-ish friend.
Oh, I'm about to take you off my number 3 spot, Tori.
Rude.
You're
freaking
me out. Yeah, but you're weirding me out with this best-ish stuff.
See, now you're my best-ish friend.
How about you're my favorite friend?
Ish. That's just another word for best friend.
What are some other words for best, then?
I don't know. They use buddy and dude and man and my guy were some of the other ways.
I will say it's weird when, you know, chicks, they'll use the word dude. Yeah, they're like, hey, dude, to their other girlfriends.
I think it's weird when guys call us chicks.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, I feel like that's good. I used to call them broads, and they're like, chicks is way better.
Well, you don't want to say anything about their weight.
just keeps getting better.
Yeah, I don't even know what he meant by that.
So she's broad.
That has nothing to do with weight.
What about little lady?
Oh my gosh, you called me skinny.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, you know, reviews will be useless in the future.
They're already useless half the time. Yeah. They really are. They've changed them up and ruined them. Amazon has ruined the reviewing process.
Well, a lot of people may not know this, but Tom was like in a top 100 reviewers for Amazon at one time.
I'm still in their Vine program until I just said that statement.
In case they are listening. But now, why do you say reviews? Because it's going to be different than probably what you're thinking.
Well, this is because in the past, you could write a review, someone could comment on the review, and they could say, oh, no, you're an idiot. You put the batteries in backwards. And then the people would know this review is not good. Or someone could go, I bought it, but I can't figure out how to do this. And someone would go, oh, it's easy. You do this. And so you learned, like, okay, the product's better than it seems like and how to fix these things. Now you can't comment on anything.
Really?
All you can do is write a review and click helpful or unhelpful. Now you can't even click unhelpful.
Well, okay.
Yeah. It's just helpful.
Uh-huh. That's part of it. And sometimes you go to the review and they're reviewing something that is not even on their design.
And that's because what happened is they put another product for sale. Then they changed and put a new product, but they got to keep all their old ratings. So that means they could put a junk product up, and it's got a 4.5 star rating.
Wow.
Well, if you're looking to book a flight, be on the lookout for these, and they're all across the world, AI-generated reviews. So now AI is doing reviews, and a lot of bogus ones as well. They did a study, found that the reviews have increased by about 189% across 10 major airlines, some of them overseas. Now, the ones here in the U.S., they said Southwest has the highest AI-generated review rating, I guess, at 8.7% of them have been, like, AI reviews.
So that's less than 10%. I don't really understand how that works, because most of them you have to have actually used the product or booked the flight to review it.
Right. And are these good reviews the AI is leaving, or they're bad reviews?
Because probably good.
I could understand the increase in reviews for airlines, because it's the travel time of the year, and people are not happy with airlines.
They're going to look to make money, so it's probably good reviews, because there's probably not a hacker out there going, I'm going to make this airline look horrible and send a bunch of AI negative reviews.
I'm just talking about probably is a hacker that would do that.
And I'm talking about real people actually leaving negative reviews.
This isn't a hacker. This is the airline doing it to get their stuff up.
Yeah. Well, and of course, if you see reviews out there and they're all, you know, positive and they've gone up like this percentage rate, and you're like, who really used this product in the future? If they're going to use AI, because AI is already tricking us with videos and, you know, celebrities' pictures saying something that they didn't say. Mm-hmm. And you could easily do it with reviews, even typing reviews and stuff.
I don't understand completely, because most of the reviews require you to have purchased the product. I guess not all of them do, but Amazon does. It'll say Amazon verified review. And if you try to review something you didn't buy, you can only do like one of those a month or something.
Well, they say they saw a surge in AI-generated reviews when ChatGPT was released. And that's when they saw some of this junk going on.
Yep. See, it's the downfall of a society right there. AI. You know, I've left one review ever in my life that I can think of.
I even hate taking the surveys. You know,
I don't take them.
They'll say, hey, would you mind staying on the line and taking a survey?
No, I hang up.
I don't want to upset them, so I'm like,
I don't know why y'all so proud of that, because you don't get to influence whether a product is.
I'm not saying I'm proud of it. I'm just telling you, I don't give reviews. I don't care to give reviews.
Okay, but that's fine. But you're not helping people know whether something's good or bad. You're not giving
it out like I
to
did.
Society. Well, that's the thing. It's much nicer. You know, I know you read the reviews, right?
Yeah, of course. Well, I need them, Tom.
So you're taking, but you're not giving.
And I don't listen to me.
I've benefited because I've gotten free products because Amazon has that program where they send it to you. You can write a good or a bad review.
Yeah.
And so I've gotten lots of cool stuff.
I'm a taker too, Kate. Even with Facebook, I'm like, I don't get on there and post a lot, but I'll read a lot. Like,
yeah, exactly. I go to the doctor or the dentist or anywhere, and you go, hey, will you fill out this review? Well, you cleaned my teeth. You checked. You did a checkup that cost me $300.
So. If you want me to do it, make it like
a doctor.
A one star, you know, maybe a one question review. I might do that one.
It's not a one question. You type whatever you want.
Like a 1 to 5 stars. I can do those kind of reviews.
They do that.
I know, but then they'll got the other ones like you got to take 20 questions.
Okay, well, I don't know what that is, but that's not a review.
I ain't got time.
But everywhere is like that now. We went out to eat recently, and when I was doing the tip part, it was like, how was your service? Are you likely to come back? I'm like, could you stop? I just want to go out to eat. I don't want a questionnaire.
You're harassed.
Yes.
Yes.
I will say the only review I remember doing was for Airbnb because the host of the house we stayed in gave me a review. And the only way I could see it was for me to give a review. Mm. So I'm like, well, I got to see what she said about me.
Yeah.
So that's the only review I ever remember leaving.
And then you had to go back and be like, I also thought this was a great house when you saw she gave you a good review.
Well, it was a great house.
And quite frankly, you know, Tom is the most opinionated person here.
Whether you want to hear it or not.
Sounds like you're opinionated about me.
You want me to rate you?
No, I'm just saying it's funny how you judge someone else as being judgmental.
A lot of times Tom will like read the rating for you whether you want to know it or not.
Yeah.
Like, look at this rating right here. I don't want to know it.
He's helpful, though.
You are helpful.
At least if I don't have to read it, he can read it to
me. I agree.
Yeah, y'all remember that time he helped me find those boots? I looked everywhere for those, and I couldn't find them, and he sent me a link that day. That's helpful.
That is helpful. He's helped me find products.
Mm-hmm. If you don't mind, would you leave a review on my helpfulness?
I don't have time.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.